Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
All right. Time to check in with the man right now. Kevin Frazier, what's going on?
Good morning, Skip. And listen, first of all, I want to say thoughts and prayers to everybody in Boston. Yesterday, I was actually sitting in my office, and Sydney LaRue, she is a player on the U.S. national soccer team, a good friend of one of my coworkers. We were sitting there texting with her because she had just crossed the finish line when the bomb went off, and she said it was crazy, the people running around and injured and just all the chaos going there. So I just want to start with thoughts and prayers for everybody, especially those who passed in Boston.
Right.
All right. Now, let's get down to business. This report on TMZ emerges about Omarosa Manigault, about the fact that, you know, Michael Clark Duncan's sister is saying that she, you know, is trying to misappropriate funds from the late actor's estate, that, you know, she wants to know what's going on. So yesterday I'm walking through the office and I bump into Omarosa. Now, I'm paying attention to Boston and all that stuff. So I'm like, what are you doing here? And she says, you know, I'm here to just talk about this whole thing with Michael's sister and everything. And I was like, I don't understand. Why is there even an issue? This is why I'm saying this. I was with Omarosa in that hospital, went there. And I know people have all kinds of thoughts about who she is and what she is and the character she plays on TV. But when it comes to Michael Clark Duncan and the months leading up to her his passing, saw them several times, was with them many times. Those two were very much in love. He loved that woman. He was so excited to marry that woman. They had a great relationship. When he had his heart attack and passed, she did a fantastic job of keeping that story out of the media. Went to the hospital, walked in the hospital, and there was Michael. They wanted to pull him. The doctors wanted to pull him off of life support. She was in there talking to him every day, rubbing his head, massaging him, doing anything she could to keep that man alive. The doctors literally said to her, hey, we're going to take him off of life support. You need to let him go. She refused. Went in the room. She said, Kevin, just talk to him. Watch, he will respond. He hears us. He is there. He is with us. I talked to Michael, watched his eyes moving back and forth as we talked about the Lakers. She was so excited. She refused to leave the room because she was afraid that at any time, even when she went to eat, that the doctors would take him off of life support. The woman did everything she could. She brought in another neurologist, one of the best in the world, a guy named Gino Hunt, to help Gabriel Hunt, to help extend Michael's life, to try and bring him back to life. So when you see reports, and there was a report on TMZ and a few other people have picked it up, that Omarosa might have pulled the plug, that she did whatever she could to get his money and that she was negligent in Michael Clark Duncan's death, it's the furthest thing from the truth. And so those reports are just silly, and the people who are reporting them need to be responsible. And I'm a little surprised at Michael's family that they're doing that. But I can tell you from an eyewitness perspective, was there, saw the situation, and it was, she did everything she could to keep that man alive.
Well, it's good that you're speaking up for her. That's a great thing, because I know a lot of times she does get a bad rap.
She gets crushed. And listen, I think that people get caught up in what they see on TV and they believe this is who this person is.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you, having spent a lot of time with Michael, having spent time with them together as a couple, that she loved that man. All right, one other thing. Before we go, Tamar Braxton, ran into her on the red carpet this weekend. She's ready to pop with that baby.
Yeah.
And the thing is that Tamar came, I understand maternity fashions, but she came in something that I was like, what are you wearing? I was like, honestly, it had a neckline that plunged below her little mommy. Yeah. And if you took a picture, you could see them. And you were like, I was just like, Tamar, what are you doing? But she says she will not. She refuses to lose her sense of style and her sexiness while she is pregnant. Also tried to get out her whether she's having a boy or a girl. She refused to tell me. But we all know she's having a little boy because Tiny gave it up.
Okay. All right. Hey, boy, you got it all. You got it all, man. Hey, thanks, Kevin, so much.